Good evening. My name is Jane Diffley, and I'm the President Forester of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, which is a statewide private nonprofit membership organization representing 10,000 member households. And we're really glad that the Department of Energy and the Army Corps of Engineers and our friends at the Forest Service are having these listening sessions, and we thank you for being here to listen to all of us this evening. The Forest Society is a New Hampshire land owner, and we have 171 reservations in 96 New Hampshire communities, conserving 50,000 acres of working forests. In addition, we hold more than 700 conservation easements, and over the past 110 years, we have participated in collaborative efforts that have created the White Mountain National Forest, as well as state parks and state forests, and protected privately owned working forests. As the state's oldest and largest land trust, we have both a legal and an ethical obligation to protect and steward the lands we have helped to permanently protect from disruptive and damaging development. We are also committed to defending the broad scenic landscapes we have spent 110 years protecting, including the White Mountain National Forest. In New Hampshire, our landscapes are a very large part of our economy and our culture. So a new blight on our landscape is also a new injury to our well-being. We acknowledge that there are a host of questions about this proposal that are today unanswered. We hope your EIS will be broad in scope and geography in order to answer those questions. Given that the impact the Northern Pass proposal would have on 140 miles of New Hampshire landscape, we feel strongly that there must be a determination of true public benefit to New Hampshire citizens. If you find there is no such clear public benefit, we urge you to deny the presidential permit. We also urge you, in evaluating the ecological, economic, and social impacts of this proposal, to envision and rigorously analyze a broad range of alternatives, among them the no-action alternative. As a nation, we should adhere to the tenet of medicine, which is, first, do no harm. We recommend that you require the creation of the best visual impact analysis that current technology can provide, that you require a rigorous economic and environmental analysis for each alternative, for both the benefits and the costs, that you collaborate with the state of New Hampshire, because your impact, your analysis will affect the Site Evaluation Commission. And we hope that you will make this the best ever decision that the Department of Energy has ever made. There's been a suggestion that the opposition to this project as proposed is simply a NIMBY or not in my backyard to a visual blight and ecological harm. It's unfortunate that the proponents of the Northern Pass do not consider 140 miles of the New Hampshire landscape as part of their backyard. We do. In fact, the Weeks Act was signed 100 years ago this month to establish the Eastern National Forests, in large part because the nation recognized that our forested landscape was its backyard and that protecting our timber, water, wildlife, and tourism resource was paramount. We believe this is more true today, not less. Thank you.